The beloved goddess of light speaks her heart to us all. We ask our mighty I Am presence to bless her with such love and such devotion and obedience that at any moment she can part the veil and reveal herself at least to those under this radiation and give us some glimpse as to that accomplishment to which she has placed her hand in helping to remove from this nation that which would degrade it further. Beloved of the light, in the radiance which we are bringing tonight, I wish to remind you of your tremendous privilege in the use of the cosmic light, and I wish to thank you for everything, every call you have ever made that helps us to accomplish that which must be done in preventing mankind from going into any further destruction. You hardly have realized, beloved ones, what the cosmic light means to you all and how it is released under your direction at your call. Not in any cycle of time in the past has the cosmic law permitted the release of that cosmic light substance from our octave of light, because in drawing it into the lower atmosphere of Earth, it energizes everything in the entire atmosphere of Earth. And mankind in the past, because of their frightful destructive accumulation, were not permitted to draw the cosmic energy into outer use, such as you are doing today by your calls for the cosmic light. And my sister, the goddess of liberty, is one who was responsible with myself for determining to go to the great central sun and ask for the release of this power, at least to those who came under the mighty Saint Germain's direction. What the outer world calls the cosmic rays is not the power that we direct, which you know of as the cosmic light. The cosmic light substance which comes forth at your call, my dear one, is the direct radiation of light substance from the ascended masters in the great central sun. And that is not the same as the great universal light substance which mankind know of as the universal energy that fills all space. The cosmic light substance which comes forth at your call under our direction is that which is drawn forth and qualified with the consciousness and perfection of the great cosmic beings in the central sun, who give that of their own volition. It is the actual radiation from their own life streams, concentrated, qualified, and directed to do certain definite work wherever it passes by. Therefore, as it comes into the atmosphere of Earth and locates so the people get the benefit of it, they absorb that. They breathe it in as you breathe in oxygen to the lungs. And as that fire enters in to their mentality in the mental and feeling world, it compels a certain amount of illumination to come to the consciousness of the mass of the people. This is a lifting power to the whole of mankind. It also increases the vibratory action tremendously of the powers of nature and even into the atmosphere of Earth. It is not what you call the air you breathe. That is of an intensity that is adjusted to your atomic structure. But the cosmic light substance that enters into the mental and feeling world of mankind absolutely annihilates wrong thoughts and wrong feelings, and as it were, draws the life flame and the constructive impulses from within the outer self into greater action and fans that until it expands and holds the balance against destructive forces. And thank you for your decree tonight. For the white fire of the cosmic light to come forth everywhere within the nation and fire the people awake and blast them free. For it does exactly that thing in their mental and feeling world. And heaven knows they need it. I'll tell you, there shall come forth such light in the brain structure of mankind. There shall come forth such light in this government as shall compel destructive forces to fear longer to continue their destructive plans. You have no idea the degradation which they plan for you. And I tell you, if the American people knew their intent, if they knew the way and means that they would adopt, there isn't a person within your borders who is constructive who wouldn't arise and wipe out everything that seeks to destroy them. My dear ones, if you don't arise and wipe them out, they'll wipe you out. And aren't you more important on the earth than the destructive forces? Thank you so much, precious ones. Please be seated. Now remember this. Everything that is of war, everything that is of communism, everything that is of the beast of destruction is criminal insanity. And certainly, you wouldn't give any quarter to that if it were acting through an individual. If the mind had completely gone off and the feelings had become wholly destructive, you surely wouldn't hesitate to leash that body and keep it from injuring others, would you? Well, there's no difference between the mass accumulation of the communists and the war element than there would be in a criminally insane individual. That is but a mass accumulation of many. So please, don't allow the slightest seeming of lethargy to enter into your world at all. And don't allow any false sympathy to get hold of you. I'm warning you tonight, because the forces of depravity are subtle in the extreme, and they don't miss an instant to connect you or your energy with something destructive if they can get your attention. Now you, on the other hand, mustn't miss a moment of keeping yourselves connected with your presence, with the ascended host, and each sleeping and breathing your connection with your presence and the source of perfection. Those other forces suggest to mankind constantly subtle means by which they gain the attention, and the next thing you know, evil has driven in. You must use your conscious understanding to command the outer attention of yourselves and others to be held to that mighty I Am presence, to accept the ascended host, to see their manifestations, to understand their power, and know from whence comes the help that offsets the destructive forces. And I, for one, know well enough their treachery and their subtle means of trapping individuals who are almost free. And that's the reason I have come tonight, to make this clear to all of you, so you don't allow any false sympathy of any kind to enter in and imagine that these individuals have anything in their plans except enslaving you and degrading anything that is godlike or constructive. Remember this, for all that they call it a world government, they do not have that back of their motive. Their motive is to destroy everything, and make no mistake about it. And if you imagine there's anything good in that kind of a government, you don't know the ABC of wisdom. Now don't allow any sympathy or any acceptance of any argument in their favor. I have come to give this warning because some of the students have been asleep in their feelings and imagine that these forces are not as vicious as they seem. They're far more so than you see on the surface. And I happen to know because I have dealt with them. I'm here to protect you. And since you have made that call for the white fire substance of the cosmic light to come forth everywhere within the nation and fire the people awake and blast them free, your one decree tonight has opened the door to enable me to act in certain capacity that will bless you and your nation forever. Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart. We shall amplify that with power, that the destructive forces shall know and understand and feel. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? Now remember this, and please remind yourselves often. When you call for a thing, you are responding and giving obedience to the conscious command of life and the conscious instruction that has been given to mankind through the centuries. Call unto me and I will answer thee. You have called, my loved ones, and the answer is as sure to manifest as that the sun exists in the heavens. Thank you tonight. This is my own personal gratitude to you, because it enables us to again increase the outpouring of that cosmic light substance which must come if mankind are to have help. Stand your ground, be adamant, but you draw the white fire of the cosmic light into the atmosphere of Earth, or make the call for it, until it becomes physically visible to all. And there are ways and means of making mankind understand when they become so hard that they won't listen to reason. And that's what is needed at the moment. Were you to see, as we do, the magnificent light in many life streams of the younger generation, and all of that delayed or shut off because they drive them to drink and depravity in a few years. Oh, dear ones, it's tragic beyond expression. And I am determined, just as determined, to dissolve that stuff from the universe that has so depraved mankind, as I was to remove the black magicians. Thanks to you, it has been done. Thank you, precious ones, and while you are standing, may I ask you to send forth your call and demand that the cosmic Christ legions of cosmic blue flame sweep into the lower atmosphere of Earth and take their cosmic toll in the beast of the world. Use those words. And when I speak of that beast, it is not only the war beast, but it's all its claws. But you ask for those cosmic Christ legions of cosmic blue flame to sweep everywhere in the lower physical atmosphere of Earth and take their cosmic toll in the beast of the world. And the liquor and dope beast and other channels shall die as they should. thank you, precious ones. And I want to reveal to you that the third one who went to the great central sun with the beloved goddess of liberty and myself was the great cosmic angel on whose crown blazes the word union. Beloved ones, I'm revealing to you tonight certain interactions of the law concerning your nation. The goddess of liberty and the cosmic angel with myself have taken the responsibility of removing the liquor beast and those destructive cravings from the emotional bodies of this nation. And that's not a light task. Thank you, beloved ones. And when you realize the creation in the emotional bodies of the people who are caught in that beast's destructive activity, the beast of war and all its claws, those creations are frightful to behold. But I tell you that when the legions, the cosmic Christ, legions of cosmic Christ blue flame approach those beasts, their terror is worse. And they are to face that by my command. Their torture, their depravity, and their destruction has been frightful and inexcusable. They must be annihilated from the universe. And I shall appreciate, as well as the beloved goddess of justice, this mighty cosmic angel who came to Washington. We shall appreciate every ounce of energy you give, every call you make, until that condition is removed from the universe and its records blasted from life. It must be done. There is no hope for mankind's freedom until those frightful things are withdrawn and placed in the violet blue flame where they cannot exist longer. Therefore, my gratitude to you is boundless, and may I say to you, the hour when those things are removed and the mankind of Earth feels the release from those frightful, torturing cravings, will your gratitude and your love know what it means to stand ascend to the light and carry it high until those in the darkness are drawn back home into the heart of that which is eternal happiness. And when you see those life streams one by one coming back to the condition which is their divine birthright, you will know, as we do, that it's worth every effort you would ever make to compel those forces into annihilation. And you will be grateful with all you are and have for the way and means that the mighty Saint Germain has given you by which you could force the beast to take its claws off of life and to compel its annihilation. Then will you know the secret and the power of mastery. Then will you feel it is worth every effort you ever made to compel that thing to cease its torture of God's life. Great has been mankind's defiance of the requirements of the cosmic law, but great shall be your joy and mine when by God's almighty cosmic light, so dazzling they dare not look into it, when it comes and becomes the atmosphere of earth, entering into all, and you see those forces cease to exist, will you know what gratitude to your I Am presence and to the mighty Saint Germain and the ascended host mean. When you see your loved ones arise in the God light and beauty and perfection of that I Am presence and go forward in constructive, beautiful accomplishment, your hearts will know a gratitude that nothing else could ever explain. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I must not keep you longer tonight, but I just wanted you to have the encouragement and the gratitude of our hearts for opening the door by which we may use more light to dissolve these frightful things that have caused such distress to man. May I say to you, when these things are removed, will you also see disease and insanity removed with them? So while the task is great, the reward is greater. The happiness that will be yours is immortal, and that is well worth every effort you make to set life free. You are this far in the light. Now with the powers that are yours, your calls to us, you may draw others and others and others to this same place where they too will turn and join us in the great work of cleansing the earth and the legions of light and love and wisdom and power are your friends to the end of that accomplishment. May you feel the power of that cosmic light, and may the mighty angel on whose crown blazes the word union, in that authority of cosmic light which is hers, and she whose task it is to issue that fiat, may she come quickly, visible to all, and issue the command for that intensity of the cosmic light that shuts off war from the earth forever. beloved ones, remember her words to Washington, the being who came to him. I remember the words of the great cosmic angel on whose crown blazoned the word union, when he placed the standard and said, so long as the stars remain and the heavens send down dew, so long shall the union last. And the people kneeling down will say, I am. I will give that mighty presence the credit that is their freedom. Under that care of that mighty presence do I commend you tonight. He, the cosmic angel, on whose crown blazes the word union, and to she, the one who gave Washington the vision, may their outpouring to your nation tonight move into outer action the manifestations to which all bow, including us. For when that light comes, we all are grateful with love that is immortal. May it become your mantle of protection, your scepter of power, your pathway to freedom, and your immortal victory without limit, and its cosmic authority ever yours to use with full power. Thank you and good night. Won't you be seated? Beloved Goddess of Light, thank you with all our heart's love for your assistance, and most of all for your love to the light. Thank you as an example for us to follow. May we stand by your side and give everything to the accomplishment of that which sets mankind free and cleanses the earth in the great work to which our beloved Saint Germain has turned his attention and taken the responsibility of accomplishment. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such overwhelming power of the white fire of the cosmic light, that it goes before us, clears our way, and everywhere we move, compels the great immortal victory of Saint Germain's cosmic authority and immortal freedom, the Goddess of Justice, great cosmic victory of immortal justice to the earth. May that move over the face of the earth its dazzling flame and possess all for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with whatever you know we require the most to render the greatest service possible at this time. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, beloved Goddess of Light, and the great cosmic angel on whose crown bases the word union. May all in the universe, if need be, come to our assistance to give our beloved Saint Germain whatever he requires from our octave till this great accomplishment moves into outer action in the victory of the cosmic Christ, the mightiest cosmic Christ accomplishment that's ever come to earth, comes into outer physical action, and no human thing remains. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before with all the love of our beings for your visible, tangible presence in the lower atmosphere of Earth. Charge and charge and charge and keep charging your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in through and around and to every person, place, condition, and thing of this radiation, especially all we hold near and dear, all who call to us for help and protection or for whom we call it forth, and compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever is necessary to annihilate the human, move us forward, be a mortal victory of all that is divine, and close the door of memory to everything that has ever been of human limitation. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am presence, Jesus, Daddy, now that I am the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Don, our beloved staff, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have ever hoped to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever cosmic Christ powers of the sacred fire are necessary to envelop the earth in the one mighty stroke of eternal flame that moves over the face of the planet and purifies all forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains to bless those under this radiation, and keep it expanding their hands in use to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and especially annihilate everything that wants to impose limitation or distress upon the younger generation. Make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we stand shoulder to shoulder with beloved Saint Germain, Jesus, and Daddy, and the great ones, for the cosmic beings say, well done, and the victory of all eternity takes its dominion on the earth and removes from the universe and from the records and memory of life everything that has cast dishonor upon God.